Yeshishek's Grandchildren, or Santa's Grandchildren, is the name of a nationwide charity project launched by Czech Radio. It aims to bring a smile to the faces of abandoned elderly people who have no family or friends to cheer them up. The aim is to encourage members of the public to grant these people a wish as a special Christmas gift in a scheme that should interconnect generations and revive the true spirit of Christmas. I spoke to Marieta Preislerová, one of the project organizers at Czech Radio, about what it involves and how the idea originated.
This charity project started last year in Jihlava. Our colleague Olga was in a home for old people, and she asked the director if people are giving gifts to old people like they give to children. And he said that no one is doing nothing like this. So there was an idea to start such a project, such a small project in Jihlava, to give old people gifts or special experiences. And she was surprised because there was a huge response from the people, and they started to give everything that the people wanted.
So how does it work?
Last year it worked that they had just a simple list of wishes, and people were just on the web pages choosing the wishes, and they gave a gift to the people, or they fulfilled the experiences they wanted.
So basically anyone could be a Ježíšek's grandchild.
That's right.
They chose their grandma or grandpa somewhere and made their wish come true.
That's
what
right.
What kind of wishes were they granting? Because we know that with orphan children, it's usually material things, obviously toys and things that they want. What kind of things do these elderly people ask for?
The first response is they don't need anything because they are old and they think that they do not need anything. But in case they ask, they change the question and ask, what did you want when you were a child? They start to make their wish to either the material, like, I don't know, the bicycle, subscription for a newspaper, mobile phone, a big clock on the wall. For example, we have a lady who wants a doll because she wanted a doll when she was a child, so she wants a doll.
And many of them want experiences.
That's right. They have wishes for the special experiences, like to visit their hometown, to visit the place where they were born, to visit big towns, the special places like Prague, like...
Or to meet someone.
Or to meet some celebrities, some famous people, either some sport teams. Like this year we have one wish. One man wants to meet the football team Viktoria Plzeň, and we are working on it.
I guess for them the biggest gift of all is that someone is interested in them. Someone comes and talks to them about what they would like and so on. Is that so?
Yes, that's right. Because for them it's the biggest gift, that someone is interested in them, that someone wants to fulfill their wishes.
These are usually people, old people who are abandoned pretty much, who don't have family coming to visit, who really don't have anyone to grant a wish or even listen to them for a few minutes and speak to them.
That's right, because they do not have many connections outside the home or the place where they live. So they are very, very grateful because someone wants to make them happy. This is the main idea of the project, to make old people happy, to show them that the Christmas can be a time of the happiness.
This has only been running, last year and now this year again, but is this the beginning also of very special friendships maybe building up between the people who grant these wishes and the elderly?
Yes, that's right, because last year there were just few wishes, but we know that the people are still meeting, and they are returning to those seniors to visit them.
And who volunteers? Is it mostly young people or is it middle-aged people? Who responds to this appeal?
I can say everybody. Children from the school, mid-aged people, even the old people are helping to the other old people.
Is this a nationwide project then? How does it work? Because Czech Radio is now coordinating it. Before it was just a project in Jihlava, I think you said. But now I think it's nationwide and Czech Radio is coordinating it. So how exactly does it work?
This year it's a nationwide project and it's coordinating through the database where homes for old people, but also the...
Also, I think you have old people who live alone somewhere in their own home, but you get to them via through social services and
yes, that's right. It's in homes for old people, but also through the social services where they connect the donors to the people. And this is done through the database where they put their wishes. And we will start in mid-November when we will open this database for donors. And they will just simply choose the wish and they will connect to the home or to the social service and then they will fulfill it.
That's before Christmas.
That's before Christmas, but of course, because we have some special wishes, some will be fulfilled even next year. Because, for example, we have a lady who wants to swim in a pond where she swam when she was a child.
You're involved in this project, obviously, so you know all about it. Have there been any wishes last year or this year that really touched you, that stick in your mind?
I have to say that almost all of them, but we have some very special wishes. Like our first wish, the very first wish was from a lady whose name is Maria. She is 96 years old and she wanted a small Christmas tree and a doll on this tree. And she has another wish. She wants a puzzle or cubes with an airplane because she loves airplanes. And she was once traveling by airplane and she really liked it. And this is a secret, but we want to make a very special gift for her. The fly.
A flight. A flight. You will take her up,
yes.
Up on a plane.
Yes, yes. This is the secret because she doesn't know about it. She didn't wish it, but we want to
surprise.
Make a flight surprise for her because this was the very, very first wish. And we have a lot of wishes. I told about Victoria Plzeň, the team, because one guy wants to meet them.
Are there any unusual wishes this year?
This is from the last year, where one lady, she had a husband, and before he died, he promised her a drive on a Harley. And when he died, she got an offer to have a wish. So her wish was a drive on a Harley. And there were many people with the Harley who offered her a drive. So this year, during the summer, she had a drive on a Harley and she was very happy.
Do these people ask you to contact a family member or, you know, see
yes.
a grandchild or something like that?
Yes.
Basically get in touch when they're abandoned.
Of course, this is one of the most wishes to visit the family. We have a lady who wants to travel to Brno to see her grandchildren because she didn't see them for a long, long time. Either her family doesn't... I don't know the exact case, but mostly it's about the family doesn't have time or they don't want to meet the people, but they really want to see them.
And how do the families respond?
We still do not have the response because we didn't contact them yet. We will see, but we hope that if this is the case, that they do not have money or time to travel to the home of the old people, that if we will take them and bring them to their family, they will start to join again.
Have you had any feedback from the elderly people when they get a wish granted? Do they write to you and, you know, What is the response to this project, the sudden interest in them, which is unprecedented, really, because there have never been such charity projects?
The response is very emotional, because old people are just like children, because there is something they wished and it happened.
How many volunteers have you got this year?
We still do not know, because we don't have our database closed.
Or how many elderly people, you know, are you helping? Are you granting?
At the moment, we have 222, which is a very nice number, 222 homes and social services, which are joined,
sending you wishes.
Which are sending us the wishes. And already we have over 150 wishes, but we hope it will grow up, because it's just the beginning of the project.
You said there were volunteers among children, middle-aged people, young people. Do you think this will help generations interconnect?
Definitely. It's a great idea, because people sometimes just don't know how to get to old people,
how to
make the first step, and we will help them to make this first step and to make it I would say popular, but I don't mean exactly popular, but just to know about it, that there is such a possibility.
Do you think Czech Radio has established a new tradition here? Do you think this will take place every Christmas now?
We hope so.
Right. Marietta, thank you very much for your time.
Thank you.
Good luck with the project.
Thank you.